Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by the Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the City of Prescott, the Yavapai County Contractors Association, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, the Framini, and Prescott College. Now, here's your guest host for Q&A, Gregory Scott.
And a very good, pleasant afternoon to you, ladies and gentlemen. Gregory Scott sitting in for DJ Phone once again. Glad to have you along for our live broadcast here this afternoon. Once again, we have another great show set up for you here on Q&A this afternoon. Going to find out about some activities that are going on over the weekend. And we are going to meet another one of the members of the Professional Writers of Prescott. We've met several authors and writers here this week on the program. Joining us here in the studios, we're going to be talking with Phyllis Bartels, local author. And we'll be checking out her latest work, Scooter and Oaks, and we'll talk about that. Also today here on the program, we're going to find out more about the Get Real Men's Expo. That'll be taking place at Yavapai College this weekend, Saturday, from 8:30 until 1. They're going to have all kinds of great things going on, and we're going to find out with the founder of the event, Dan Olson, and Ken Lane will be here in the studio to tell us about this year's, I believe it's the 6th annual Get Real Men's Expo. Again, that'll be at Yavapai College, 8:30 to 1 on Saturday, and we'll get all the details and fill you in. There's going to be a lot of things going on there. A great event for men and their sons. So we'll get all that information for you right here on Q&A. Thanks for tuning in and join us here on this gray morning. I walked outside this morning. I leave the house before the sun comes up. And you know, you've lived in the desert for a long time. When you can smell humidity... I couldn't see the clouds, but I can smell them. When you hear the clouds, then that's something that you might want to worry about. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back here on Q&A with today's edition of our world-famous, actually it's DJ's world-famous talk show. You're listening to AM 1130 and 99.9 FM, KQ&A, AM 1130 and 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley in Cottonwood.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
As a state representative, Kirsten Sinema argued that men caught soliciting underage girls shouldn't be charged with child prostitution if they just claim the girls looked older. Now Sinema's trying to deny the truth. Here's the tape her ad uses.
Everyone in this body wants to address the issue of child prostitution. We know that it is dangerous.
Wait, let's listen to her very next sentence at the hearing, the one her ad deceptively leaves out.
I'm just not convinced that enforcing a strict liability on those Johns who are engaging in prostitution is really the answer.
Sinema still won't admit her mistake.
So has she changed her mind on the issue?
They did send me a statement, and it was vaguely worded, and you can't really tell whether or not she's changed her mind.
Kirsten Sinema is radically wrong for U.S. Senate. Defend Arizona, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.defendarizona.org.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host, Gregory Scott.
Thank you very much. We are back here on Q&A with today's wonderful program here on a Wednesday. And joining me in the studio right now, we would like to welcome Phyllis Bartels to the program. Phyllis, welcome.
Hi, Gregory. Thank you very much.
We appreciate you taking the time this afternoon to stop off and visit with us. We've been had several interviews this week that came out of the Professional Writers of Prescott. And we've had a wide variety of different works, but what we're going to talk here about today is Scooter and Oaks.
That's right. They're my boys, Scooter and Oaks.
Very close to my heart because, folks, Scooter and Oaks are kitty cats. That's right. So, Scooter and Oaks, a series of books, illustrated books.
Right. Actually, I have two books so far, both by different illustrators. One by a local gal in town, and another by a professional artist from Argentina.
Wow. How did you get hooked up with that individual?
Kind of a long story. I tried to find people locally to work with because that was my my intention. Couldn't find anyone. Put an ad on Craigslist. Had one person respond from Czechoslovakia, a young man from Illinois who sent me some kind of suggestive pictures.
Uh-oh.
And then I saw Nico's website with the cartoon figures, and I really was excited to have my cats turn into a cartoon figure, so be a little bit more humorous.
Indeed. Well, we've got two copies here of the book Scooter and Oaks. And when did you start doing this?
Actually, I was a pretty late bloomer as far as writing is concerned. I used to be in education for almost three decades, and taught middle school and worked at the college, Yavapai College, for about 10 years. But I contracted Lyme disease somehow, unfortunately.
Right.
And so I was let go, and I was like, well, what shall I do now? And I was unable at the time to do much physically, so I just started writing about these two critters that kept me company 24/7 and found them to be very entertaining and started to write about them.
Are Scooter and Oaks based on true life cats?
Absolutely. They are very, very real and very spoiled. And they wish they could be here with us today.
Cats in the studio. Look out.
Right.
Well, we open up your book, and of course, it starts once upon a time in the state of Arizona. In the county of Yavapai, in the town of Prescott, there lived two cuddly cats and their human, Mama P.
Right.
And you're Mama P.
You can guess where that comes from.
And it's got the picture of the sound. Welcome to Prescott, everybody's hometown. But this book is a cat adoption story.
It is. I started out, I'm kind of a factual person, so I wrote basically the story of how we came into each other's lives, about how I adopted them, what led me to the local pet shelter. And because I had cats before, and I just thought, okay, no more. I've sort of outgrown them, but I love kitties.
Right.
And a friend came, and I fell in love. So this story is pretty much a story about a person going to a local shelter, not knowing how to decide, eventually getting two kitties because there was a two-for-one sale that day.
Two-for-one cats.
Two-for-one, absolutely.
That's great.
And the original names were Mark and Timmy. And I thought, well, if I call the book Scooter and Oaks, I better tell how Scooter and Oaks got their name. So that's what the second chapter is about. So it's a little bit longer book than most kids' books, but I did want to put in things that other cat owners could relate to, how they gave their kitties and puppies names.
Right.
And I also wanted to include at the back some things where kids could actually have fun, so they can draw and color, do a puzzle. Uh-huh. Things like that. So it's an interactive, hands-on book.
We've got a word. I got a word search here in the back. The sun search used to describe the words that describe the sun. Crossword puzzle. Spot the differences in the kitties. And, oh, you get to fill in the window frame.
Right, just like Scooter talked about what he saw out his window.
Sitting on the shelf watching the birds.
Absolutely.
Looks like we got a little maze. Looks like we've got the cat trying to get the mouse.
It's great fun.
In the middle of the maze. And also we've got a little page here for kids to actually write.
Absolutely. Once a teacher, always a teacher. And I just wanted to put some things in there that would help stimulate kids' imagination. You know, some kids like to write, others like to draw or color. So just really wanted to include a variety of things that they could work with.
How long were you a teacher?
Almost 30 years total. I spent about 17 or 18 years at the middle school level. And then actually, when I moved to Prescott about 12 years ago, I became involved with the adult education program.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had a full range, you know, of ages to work with. But this was my first children's book.
Oh, it looks like we got the picture of Scooter and Oaks here in the back.
Absolutely,
At the real photo. Right. What was it that inspired you to sit down and start doing this? I mean, did it just pop into your head one day, I'm going to write a children's book?
Not really. Again, it's a little bit hard to explain. It kind of goes back to the Lyme. I was really, really ill at the time. I couldn't walk without holding on to a wall.
Right.
And really just kind of sat in a chair. And, of course, they loved it. It was great for them because they were always up on mom's
lap. Lots of lap time, yes.
Yeah, and so it's like, okay. You're here for a purpose. You know, I really think they kind of came into my life when they did, to help me get through this.
And it got your mind working?
Absolutely. It gave me something else to focus on every day, not just the illness.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, the more I watched them, it's like, well, you guys have real personalities. And so I kind of wrote the story on one hand, and then I also started writing down rhymes. I woke up one morning, it was a Saturday morning actually, and I just started to hear rhymes.
Uh-huh.
And I turned them into the second book, which is a book of behavioral traits of kitties that, again, everybody could recognize. True behaviors. Sometimes the two boys get along like real siblings, sometimes they don't.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes they get into mischief. So the Argentinian artist that I mentioned has done some wonderful illustrations, full color, really great faces that just show their behaviors, their actions, a little bit exaggerated. Because,
right.
Of course, I don't know about your cats if they talk, but, they had to talk in the book, so.
Right. Oh, yeah. I got a couple talkers, that's for sure. I'll tell you a quick funny story about the cat that we got from, or that I got from the Yavapai Humane Society.
Mm-hmm.
I actually had a cat that had passed away, that had got ill, and we had to put her down.
Right.
So my mother was watching Tanya Mock and Lou Reese on the old Northern Arizona scene on Channel 7. And, of course, the Yavapai Humane Society, you know, once a month. They're going to actually be here tomorrow, Humane Society is. We're going to talk about them. They come in once a month. But when they go to the television station, obviously they take pets with them. Mm-hmm. You know, they take puppies and cats. So my mom's watching the show, and she sees this cat on there. And she says, I'm going to go get that cat for my son. So she calls me up at work, and she says, I got you a cat. It's at my house. So I went over to mom's house, and I looked everywhere for that cat. Under every bed, I could not find a cat anywhere. I'm sitting there in the living room, and I'm looking at the television set that she watched the cat on that morning. I walked over and looked behind the TV, and there was the cat hiding behind the TV.
Oh, my goodness.
That mom saw her on that morning.
Wow.
And she looked up at me, and I said, hi, I'm Greg. You want to be my friend? And the cat said, meow.
Yeah.
You got it, Phyllis. So, this journey, you got two books now. We got Scooter and Oaks, and then we got Scooter and Oaks, My Brother, My Mother, and Me. Another one in the works?
Maybe? Yes. I have material for at least one or two other verse books. Things kind of depend on how things go health-wise, in all truth. It's been a busy year this past year, a lot of different things going on. I did also write another short story, totally different, about a little girl and her grandma on a farm, again, based on pretty true memories from growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually looking for an illustrator for that. So if any of your listeners out there would like to do any drawing of animal scenes or farm scenes, please feel free to get in touch with me, because I'll be looking for someone, and hopefully won't have to go as far as Argentina this time.
There you go. Well, the one thing, especially when you're writing about cats and animals, you basically just observe and write down what you see.
Right. They like to do what they want.
They kind of write it for you almost.
That's right. That's right.
So where can your books be found?
At the moment, I attend a lot of the PWP, and this is a lie moment here. I'm losing the word, sorry.
Uh-huh.
But some of the shows that PWP participates in downtown Prescott.
Right.
And I also have some of the books at a pet shop in Prescott Valley at the pet headquarters.
Pet headquarters.
They have some copies there.
Right.
And the paperback is available online at Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm working on a website. It's not totally functional yet.
It's a lot harder than writing a book sometimes, it seems.
It really is. There are so many different things that I had no idea about before I started, like WooCommerce. What's that? So I'm looking for someone to help me with that, too.
Well, of course, writing is one of those things that people get in their head that, oh, I could never do that. But you find out, if you give it a try, that you might be better at it than you think you are.
Absolutely. I totally agree, because, again, as I mentioned, I never really thought about writing at all.
Mm-hmm.
And while it didn't come, the most super easy in time, the more you do it, like anything, the more you practice, the more comfortable you feel and the better you get at it.
Uh-huh.
So absolutely, just pick up a pen and start writing.
What's been the easiest part and what's been the hardest part?
Really, the hardest part, I think, comes to marketing. Like so many people say, writing's the easy part. It's the marketing is the hard part.
Once the book is done, then the hard work begins.
Exactly, exactly, exactly.
And tell us about the Professional Writers of Prescott. What kind of organization is that?
It's a wonderful group of people. Includes a wide variety of writing genres. We have meetings just about every month and special guest speakers a few times a year. And again, like you mentioned earlier, they participate in different activities in Prescott around town, like the Fall Fest coming up. There'll be writers there that represent the group. And last year we were in Prescott Valley at the library and held some events there, participated in that. So anyone who's really interested in writing, whether it's a brand new beginner or someone who's published and seasoned, it's just a great place to get to meet other authors locally, to ask questions, to learn, to share. It's a really good group of people.
You get to trade off ideas and find out what each other's working on, and easy for you to say, Greg, perhaps provide a little inspiration?
Absolutely, always, always.
You hit anybody up for their cat stories?
No, I my two boys keep me busy enough as it is, it seems, but maybe someday.
If you want to incorporate the story of the cat hiding behind the TV, my gift to you.
I'll remember that. Thank you so much, Greg.
Well, Phyllis, it was a pleasure to meet you. It was a pleasure to have you here in our studio. And maybe next time, when the boss is out of town, we can bring Scooter and Oaks and let them run around the studio.
Oh, there you go. They'd love that.
Yes, the engineer, station engineer, probably wouldn't like that, but we'll just keep that between us.
Okay, we won't tell.
So, audience, quiet. So once again, Phyllis, thanks for taking the time out of your Wednesday to come in here in the studio, tell the folks about your books and Scooter and Oaks. And folks, what was the name of the pet store out in Prescott Valley again?
That's the Pet Headquarters.
Pet Headquarters. Yeah. You can find copies there and on Amazon.com. Well, Phyllis, thanks once again. We appreciate you taking the time to visit us here in the studio.
Thanks again. Great.
Folks, we're going to take a quick break, and we are going to be talking about the Get Real Men's Expo coming up this weekend. We've got Dan Olson and Ken Lane to join us here in the studio. So we will be back to do that. You're listening to DJ's Show. It's Q&A on AM 1130 and 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Online at kqna.com.
The hassles of property management can leave you frazzled. Lengthy background checks, bad tenants, interpreting landlord-tenant laws. At Top Notch Property Management and Sales, we're experts in property management, from marketing and tenant screening to lease negotiation and timely rental payments. Top Notch knowledge and expertise, along with 28 years of real estate experience, will take the hassle out of property management so that you can enjoy being an owner and not a landlord. Discover why we're top notch. Give us a call, 772-4801, or online at topnotchprescott.com.
Incredible savings on previously hail-damaged vehicles are available now at Lamb Chevrolet and Lamb Nissan. This is Ed Walsh for the Lamb Auto Group. As many of you know, Lamb Chevrolet and Lamb Nissan were hit by a hailstorm in July, and almost every vehicle on our lot was damaged. With the help of hail repair experts from around the country, all of our cars are now repaired. And due to the hail coming straight down with very little wind, the cars are now 99.9% perfect. Most customers can't even believe the cars were ever dented. But just because the vehicles look perfect doesn't mean that you can't save huge money. Our insurance reimbursements have been massive, and that money's being used to discount our cars and trucks to unprecedented levels. Our loss can be your gain. Combine our current factory incentives with the hail money, and now is the time to buy a car. The hail repaired vehicles are selling very quickly, so come visit us at Lamb Chevrolet and Lamb Nissan while supplies last.
Visit lambchevy.com and lambnissan.com to see our complete selection.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Earnhardt Kia, Pitcher's 1-Hour Air Conditioning, Benjamin Franklin Blood, Prescott Valley Automotive, Waters Garden Center, Barrett Propane, Primavera Online School, Al's Auto Body, House Chilson, Country Bank, Prescott True Value, Affinity RV, Yavapai Bottle Gas, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Heating and Cooling, and Cliff Castle Casino. D-backs host the Cubs tonight at 6 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, and have a whole lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental financial option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host, Gregory Scott.
We are back once again, and once again, thanks to Phyllis Bartels for joining us here on the program. What a great interview, and one of these days I hope I get to meet Scooter and Oaks. And we have Ken Lane in the studio who may have actually met Scooter and Oaks.
Yes, that was my neighbor. It's so this is such a small town.
Right.
It's interesting.
It's great living in Prescott. We interview Phyllis, and next thing we have, hey, now we're going to interview Phyllis's neighbor. So how is Phyllis, Ken?
This is fun. So
it's great.
We've got Dan Olson and myself.
That's right. Dan Olson is here. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show.
We are co-chairs, or part of the Men's Expo that's coming up this weekend. And so get real Men's Expo. I got to get right with that. So anyway, we're here promoting that, talking about it, and this is a just a big deal. There was over 1,000 people at the last event. This is our seventh year we've had this. It's going to be at Yavapai College, and this is a big deal for men in our community.
Yeah, I was going to say this is the sixth annual event.
Yep. Seventh, actually.
Seventh?
Yes.
It's to the point where we're losing track.
Yeah,
isn't it?
And it just keeps getting bigger.
Yeah.
And out of those 1,000 people, probably 990 were men.
Yeah, yeah, true.
Well, Dan, as I understand, this was your brainchild back when it got started?
Well, yeah, the Lord kind of called me into the leadership role. Actually came about with a group of guys, and I just kind of felt called to take the lead. And, yeah, I am the president of Everyman Prescott that is a board of directors that was put together specifically to run this event. So, yeah, I am called the commander this year, but I have great help. Ken's one of my chiefs.
I call him El Capitan.
Well, that works.
It'll definitely work. So
but definitely, Jesus is above me. So
there you go.
And that's the focus of this event, is men and their relationship with God.
Right. There's over 35 different churches.
Non-denominational.
Non-denominational.
Yep.
There's not one church that's sponsoring it. It's actually a bunch of Christian business guys
that
got together. So we got Olson's Grain and Waters Garden Center. We've got Lamb Chevrolet.
Tire Pro.
There's a bunch of sponsors. And we decided that we need something for guys. You know, women seem to naturally get together and do things. Men are more lone wolf, kind of doing their own thing.
We go out in the woods.
It's hard for guys to get together. So this is what kind of brought this together. And then we've got the resources, the expertise, the marketing, the with business owners, we've got the influence to bring in big name speakers. So this year we've got Chad Robichaud, who is the cage boxing world champion. He's coming to Prescott, Arizona to speak. He's been a recon, like military guy, a hardcore man's man, and he lost it all. Destroyed us. He just lost his focus.
Right.
And then he found God and came back, and now his wife and he are running this ministry to keep marriages together.
Uh-huh.
And so he's coming to share that whole story at 11 o'clock this Saturday at Yavapai College in the theater room.
And how did you guys find out about him and the contacts and get him into the program?
Well, actually, one of our guys on the team, Charlie Kuhn, actually heard Chad live in Oregon.
Right.
And he came back just fired up saying, we got to get this guy. Can we bring him to the expo? And through the last year, we've just been working with him and getting him to come here. So along with him, you know, it's a real worship service, you know, with a worship band and an MC, Ron Merrill from the Heights. And it's just a whole time, about an hour and a half program, outside of all the activities that we bring all the guys into the auditorium for this special time with our keynote speaker, Chad.
And it's interesting, you know, we've got the former military veteran, MMA champion, and of course us guys, you know, we're supposed to be tough. We don't cry, you know. We don't share our feelings with each other. And here we have one of the toughest guys on the planet who's willing to expose himself completely. I mean, he says right there that Christ saved him from post-traumatic stress disorder, thoughts of suicide, and a crumbling marriage.
Yep. Well, the whole mission of the expo is for that very purpose. We're guys. We're out there. We're trying to do life on our own, and we need each other.
Mm-hmm.
So the mission of the event is to bring guys and give them opportunities to connect with small group opportunities where they're in fellowship with brothers in Christ, and they're helping each other go through life. So we've got, like Ken said, 30 churches, ministry booths set up around for guys to connect somewhere and get plugged in.
Sounds like it's going to be a great event. Let's take a quick look at past events. How many folks did you have? How many men did you have attending this event last year?
Well, I think our first one started out at about 500, and the last year we were right at 1,000. We don't have a hard way of count,
right?
But just by judging what was in the auditorium for the service portion and what was outside at the same time, we're thinking about 1,000 guys, and it's going to be bigger and better this year.
I mean, the auditorium at Yavapai College holds 1,400, something like that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
we could bump up against that, I think. So that's, you know, that's God willing, that kind of stuff. So we'll take whoever comes and shows up. But it's, guys are bringing their golf buddies. They're bringing their small groups from church. They're bringing their, you know, boating guy. They're just bringing their guys they hang out with to this event. And we start out at 8:30 with pancakes because, you know, guys and food.
Two free meals.
You got to go for food.
Got to get the morning carbs.
Yeah, that's right. We've got monster trucks. Louis with Prexit Tire Pro, his customer appreciation day is the day before Friday.
That's right.
He brought in a huge, I think it's the Monster.
Yeah, Monster truck. Energy.
Monster Energy. Yeah. I mean, this thing is a huge, great, it could fill this studio up.
That's right.
With the tires alone. So their company's got a famous football player coming to sign autographs. We've got axe throwing.
200 cars.
200 cars.
We're going to have a car show.
Yeah. We are.
As well.
Motorcycles included.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Calf roping, thanks to Olson's Grain.
Dummy calf.
Well, dummy
it's
calf,
not
whatever.
The real thing, but well, it's fun.
If you ever wanted to get your cowboy on,
yeah,
we've got the ropes and we've got the dummy. You try to see how good you do, and guys around there going, yeah, you did it, or, oh.
Archery,
yeah.
Tomahawk.
I was going to say, there's some axe throwing involved, yeah.
Yeah. If you haven't thrown an axe or a hatchet in a while, it's time. This weekend is your chance. People rally around
and
it's
free.
It's exciting. It's all free.
Yeah,
all free.
It's just included.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick break, fellas. We need to check in with some news headlines and get a few words in from our sponsors. And then easy for you to say, Greg. We'll be back here on Q&A. Of course, we've got Dan Olson and Ken Lane here in the studio talking about this weekend's Get Real Men's Expo. And we will return and continue more of this fascinating discussion right here on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And you can always listen to us online at kqna.com.
Wallach and Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach and Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach and Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LMS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Seems like everybody's talking about pricing and not enough about quality.
Yeah, do you go to the brain surgeon that gives you the best deal or the one that does the best job?
Well, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing isn't brain surgery.
Oh, yeah? Have you looked inside a furnace lately?
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Excellent workmanship at a fair price with Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Call 772-2751. Don't settle. Get Gettle's. 772-2751.
Laying awake at night with that all too familiar what if, or going through the probate process with a family member or friend, you have worked hard building this life. Protect your legacy, gain peace of mind that your estate and family will be taken care of by putting in place a properly drafted estate plan. Hi, I'm Mike Menlove with Menlove Law, TFC and Estate Document Service. Come in to see us and talk about your estate planning. Don't wait until it's too late to plan for the future. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
Get our lowest prices on our best selection ever during discount days at Findlay GMC. Now through October 1st, up to $12,000 on every new GMC. The 2018 GMC Yukon Denali. Styling begins with a satin chrome finished grill and perforated first and second row Milan leather seating. Now discounted up to $7,027. The 2018 GMC Acadia. Inside, a premium, quiet, versatile cabin is ready for anything. Outside, the sculpted design looks good everywhere. Now discounted $9,996. That's 20% off MSRP. The 2018 GMC Sierra SLT Crew. Bold design, robust capability, and comfortable quiet cabin. Now discounted up to $12,000. That's over 21% off MSRP. Save $1,000. Findlay GMC Buick Prescott at FindlayBuickGMC.com and 928-445-7350. The local dealership that supports your community. GMC, we are professional grade.
Offers for well-qualified buyers. Does not include tax, license, title fee, and 495 documents. Stock documents. G39947, G40561, G39714. Subject to prior sale. Expires 10/1/2018. Dealer for complete details and any restrictions.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon. Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for this Wednesday, September 19th. I'm Russ Edwards with a check of your news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. It could have been much worse, but a Camp Verde man is recovering from injuries suffered when he was attacked by a bear. The attack occurred at around 2 Sunday afternoon in Patagonia, located in southern Arizona. The 30-year-old man suffered puncture wounds and cuts to both arms, both legs, and his back. He was treated at a hospital in Nogales and released. Arizona Game and Fish spokesperson Mark Hart says they want to find the small to mid-sized black bear before it can attack again.
Anytime there is a wildlife attack on a human being, we mobilize. That's the worst case scenario. What we're concerned about is having attacked once, will it attack again? And so we need to find it. And it will be put down if we find it, because the chances that it will attack again are high.
Hart has some advice if you encounter a bear in the wild.
Discourage it from approaching by scaring it off, specifically standing straight up and waving their arms, yelling, throwing objects they may have on hand in an attempt to haze it away.
The Prescott area is no stranger to black bears, as 2 summers ago, one was seen wandering in the Frontier Village shopping center. It was never captured, but it was last seen near the Prescott Resort and Conference Center on Highway 69. In a more unfortunate story, the pilot involved in a plane crash in Cottonwood on Monday has died due to his injuries.
70-year-old Clarkdale resident Joseph Kreiner's single-engine Bonanza Beach craft collided with a house on Tierra Verde Circle at around 9:45 a.m. The plane caught on fire, but Kreiner was able to get out. He was flown to the Maricopa County Burn Center, but didn't survive. The Federal Aviation Administration and the National Transportation Safety Board removed the plane wreckage Monday night. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Your KQNA weather forecast looking like this. Cloudy tonight with a 40% chance of showers and a low of 54. Then for tomorrow, back to sunny skies with a light breeze and a high of 82. Expect an overnight low tonight of 60 for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high tomorrow of 92 and a high on Friday of 93. Keep it here. Up next, Q&A continues with guest host Gregory Scott. In for DJ Phone, I'm Russ Edwards for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why should I pay the same amount for a compact parking space as I do for a regular space, right? What kind of lot doesn't reward me for selflessly buying a smaller car to provide more parking room for others?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Dr. Bob Arnott for Salon Pass.
I'm training for the world's most grueling paddleboard race. 32 miles of open ocean, high winds, and surf. Naturally, I get a lot of muscle pain. 50 years in medicine has taught me what to look for in a pain reliever. Powerful, targeted, non-addictive, and available without a prescription. I found it in Salonpas Lidocaine Plus. It has two powerful anesthetics that numb nerves right where it hurts. Salonpas gives me relief.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host, Gregory Scott.
We are back here on Q&A on DJ's show. Glad to have you along for this Wednesday. Here in the studio, we are joined by Ken Lane and Dan Olson, here to tell us about the Get Real Men's Expo. That's going to be this Saturday on the campus at Yavapai College, 8:30 to 1. In fact, we're going to use the auditorium there. We're going to use a good portion of the parking lot as well. So we are going to have a lot of great things. Let's give everybody a kind of a a synopsis of things, how go. You mentioned you're going to start 8:30 in the morning with breakfast. I'm going to have some pancakes and some sausage links. And then how does the morning progress from there?
You just play as guys. So there's all kinds of, you know, athletes, young and old, can try their hand at calf roping. They've got a dummy calf. We've got actual professional ropes that you can go out, cowboys use, and see if you can actually lasso a cow. Non-moving.
That's right.
So next year, I think we should add bull riding, though. That would be fun.
Look at a mechanical bull.
We've got axe throwing, so we've got a whole bunch of straw there, and we've got axes and hatchets and kids, young. I mean, just all ages are out there going, let me try that. And it's harder than you think. But the lines are short, so you can kind of go at it, and guys are cheering each other on. So there's all kinds of cars, motorcycles, from classics to state-of-the-art new stuff are out there. We've got RVs from Affinity. Mm-hmm. You can walk through the latest, greatest RV. We've got cars from Findlay and Lamb, and you can go see the latest car, all out there as sponsors, but bring in their... They're bringing their cars. You can sit in them and play with them and talk to them. It's just a whole bunch of stuff that guys, you know, like testosterone. Let's go see this.
That's right.
But food is a big draw. So pancake breakfast, 8:30. And then after the auditorium portion, free lunch. We're going to give you a burger.
Well, and, that's guy food.
Yeah. Both of the food events are sponsored by Galpin Ford, so I want to shout out to them, too.
Yeah,
so.
Definitely.
That's great. Lots of boy toy vendors, you know, cool stuff to look at. Lots of police SWAT vehicles and that kind of thing. I don't know. It's just fun stuff for guys. And like I said, the ministry booths are really nice to just talk with other guys, see how they're connected to brothers in Christ, and come into a group that meets weekly, whether it's for fun like golf or hunting or shooting, or whether it's for Bible study. It doesn't matter. You need to be connected and have friends to do life with, and that's what we try to really do at this event.
The expo is a one-day event, but the philosophy continues on throughout the year.
It's easy for gals to get together. There's churches have women's ministries, and they naturally get together, and they look after kids, and they do women's stuff. Guys, they don't have that so much in churches. And so we're trying to throw this on so we can get Christian guys from any church, it doesn't matter, to ways to connect with each other, way to see each other in the community, way to go out and do things besides just Saturday, but to keep it going, kick the can, and actually keep helping hold each other accountable, to connect fellowship-wise. And so you'll see a whole bunch of churches. We've said it's free. You just come, set up your booth, you promote yourself however you want.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
No matter what church. If you can get guys to come to your church and do things, connect together, that's good enough for us. And so we've just made this open. It's grown. I mean, the first year we had maybe 10 booths, 10 churches or something, and now it's up to 30 plus.
It's got to make you feel pretty good to watch it grow up.
Yeah.
I think we talked during the break, you started off at the high school.
That's correct.
And then
went 1 year to Mile High Middle School, and then back to the high school, and now Yavapai College.
And growing. Where do we have it next? Watson Lake? I don't know. Wouldn't it be great if it grows that much?
Yeah. So then you could have kayaking.
That could be great. Yeah.
We'll see.
So the guest speaker goes on, Chad Robichaud.
Yep. Right.
Robichaud. He goes on at 11.
Mm-hmm.
Have you given him a topic that you want him to address? Does he bring his own program? Any idea what he's going to be focusing on?
He's going to basically share his testimony of how Jesus Christ saved his marriage, saved his life, saved his family, because he was a goner. He had turned to drugs and alcohol. He had PTSD and all these things going wrong. So first of all, he turned to mixed martial arts fighting, became a world champion, got to the top and figured out that's empty.
That didn't do it.
You know, that didn't do it. But when he gave his life to Christ, and he'll share the whole story, is when he saved his marriage, got his family back, and just now is going out there helping other military men with his own ministry get through all these problems they face.
And we had mentioned before, you know, about how guys are supposed to be tough and we're not supposed to cry or share our feelings. But another side of that is that sometimes men are, I don't know, afraid might not be the proper word, to share their faith.
Yeah.
To actually say, yes, you know, I couldn't do it on my own and I required Jesus to come in and help me out. And give them the courage to share that experience with other people.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
You got two guys here in the studio that own some of the largest companies in the city or in this part of the state.
Right.
And we know that we can't do it on our own. There is more to life than just money and business. And there is family and faith, and there's a spiritual aspect and giving back to your community. And we're trying to create an opportunity where we can share that, and we bring in speakers that actually share that as well. So I think guys need to hear that from the top level, that it's okay to be. And I think guys are more emotional than we think they are, because when they let the emotions out, it is a phenomenon to watch. And, and the spirit moves in that auditorium like I've never seen. Like, the guys will just come down and want to pray over each other, or they just have this connection thing. So we're trying to bring churches together. I think so many times churches they put these walls up and they don't want to share, or they want to say, these are my guys, I don't want to share them with anyone else.
But right.
We're trying to break down some of those walls and go, we're all in this together. And sometimes if you don't have a men's ministry, maybe the Lutherans do, or the Baptists do, or whoever else, and let's go there. Yeah. And we can share this thing called faith together.
Exactly. We don't care where they get connected. It's just that they do get connected, so that they're walking and getting real with Jesus, because he's the answer to all our problems. And, you know, to do that, we need brothers in Christ to come together with, because just reading the word or praying on your own doesn't always do it. You know, and I found that out. I think Ken's found that out. You know, it takes those small groups of men just having fun together or studying the word together, or whatever you're doing together. It's a bonding like no other.
And then there's also the influence that fathers have on their sons. And, of course, this with the 6 year, you could have had a 10-year-old kid who's now 16.
It's true. Yeah.
Grew up going to the men's expo. And it certainly can help a younger man to see his father be able to show that he's not always the strong man that the son thinks he is.
I think so many times fathers have a hard time. There's not as many things for fathers to do with their kids.
Right.
This is a great one that you could bring kids to. It would be a memory that you go, yeah, my dad took me to that. And there's a message. There's a spiritual piece to that, because we are more than just a mental or a physical. We are a spiritual being as well. So you can now connect. You can go throw a hatchet with them, touch a monster truck, get a NFL player to sign your card and go see exotic cars, and then go hear a message. That's something that fathers can come to, and really it's something you can hang out with other than just play soccer and cheer them on or be belligerent to the coach or to the officials.
Yeah.
Now you can actually be fun together.
And we've mentioned the fact that it's free. And
yes.
There's no registration. You just show up?
Just show up, yeah.
Show up.
Just come.
Bring a buddy. Bring a son.
A website if people want to find out more information?
It's everymanprescott.com, and our website's there. We also have a Facebook page. Get Real Men's Expo is our Facebook page, so that's probably the best way to find out anything more.
Right.
Or, you know, just come and check it out. You know,
sure.
You can leave. You didn't pay
that's
anything
right.
for it. If you don't like it, leave. I think if you come, you'll really want to stay. And a couple other things I just haven't mentioned yet. We got some cool demos. We're going to have the police guys there with their dogs doing some demos with the police dogs. And we got a chainsaw carver that's come for 3 years in a row, and he is just magnificent. He's awesome. And whatever he carves that day will be given away in a free raffle. We also have other prizes. We've got a cool backpack cooler from Canyon Coolers. We've got a Tire Pros, Louie's going to give away gift certificates, and we got, I can't even remember, a plane ride to Sedona, a private plane ride to Sedona, and some other things. So the raffle is another piece of it.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
I tried to donate a flower basket or something, but the guy said no. So I went, okay, well, all right, we'll go with a knife or a, yeah, some mulch.
Mulch is the way to go.
Yeah.
It's like the
deer manure.
That'll be after the program. Again, the goal is to get guys into the program.
Yeah.
So they can hear a message, so they'll want to be connected, and then go talk to other church ministry connect. We're guys gathering in the community. Mm-hmm. How do you get plugged in? And then afterwards, we feed them and then have this raffle thing. So the goal is to get guys to open up and want to be connected, not do this life thing called, you know, solo.
Right.
Yeah.
And involve your family, your kids, your other guys.
Yeah. And you car guys, if you haven't signed up yet with Louis, do so. We're going to have cool trophies and stuff connected with the car show itself. So if you got a classic car or a show car, bring it.
Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That's this weekend, the Get Real Men's Expo, Yavapai College, 8:30 to 1, and bookended with a meal. Got breakfast and lunch covered. We got a great guest speaker and a lot of interactive outdoor activities for both men and boys throughout the day.
Yes.
And as you guys have been through this event, what kind of feedback do you hear after the event's over?
Well, it's always great. You know, the guys really have a good time. It gets bigger every year, so that's a true testimony that they're bringing their friends the next year because it was so wonderful and cool. And, you know, it's not anything we do on our own. It's the Spirit working in us. It's an act of God. It's His event, and we make that clear. But, you know, it's just a great way to have fun, food, fellowship, and some education as well.
Three Fs. Ooh, that's good.
Yeah.
One thing I noticed is we started out, we could hardly get, it was just our churches, you know, I, we try to get our pastors to get involved. We're going, this guy's coming up with this other event. I don't want to do this. One more thing. So we'll take care of everything. And then some other guys went, well, why weren't we invited? And so we did invite your church, but the pastor said no. So their guys go, we're doing this. And so we see the churches build up through the guys, not the pastors.
Uh-huh.
The guys are wanting their to get their churches to be involved. So it's like a grassroots thing.
It grows itself.
Every year it grows. It's just amazing to watch how that works.
The guys that were there 1 year, go tell other, you've got to come.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to do that. Well, that's what I said last year.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
I didn't want to go either, but I did. Now I'm going back. So,
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
What a great discussion. What a great event. The Get Real Men's Expo. Ken Lane, Dan Olson, sorry, joining us here in the studio today and the event this Saturday, 1:30. And all you got to do is show up.
That's right.
And
it's free of charge.
It could change your life.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, guys, thanks for coming down to the studio, taking the time out of your massive businesses, ventures, dominating Yavapai County.
Yeah, well.
We know you guys are busy, but we also know that you're very passionate about this event, and we appreciate you coming by to share it with us.
Pleasure to be on the show. This is I tune in, actually, by the way. I was listening on the way in, and this is a
heard your neighbor
program.
On the radio.
Well, that's right.
Small town USA.
Thank you so much for having us.
Folks, we're going to take a quick break and wrap up today's show. You're listening to Q&A on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, online worldwide at kqna.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Look for the grand opening of the brand new Findlay Subaru Prescott state-of-the-art facility, November 10th. We're pretty excited to have a new place to present the Subaru lineup. So during September's under-construction pre-grand opening event, Findlay Subaru Prescott is working to sell all remaining 2018s to make room for our special allocation on new Subarus for our grand opening celebration. We want to see a new Subaru in everyone's driveway, so you'll have the safety of Subaru's symmetrical all-wheel drive this coming winter. Come in, take a test drive, and see how much you can save during our under-construction pre-grand opening event. You want to buy a new Subaru, and we want to sell you one. Right now, you can finance a new 2018 Findlay Subaru Impreza for as low as 0% APR or lease for $165 a month. Findlay Subaru Prescott, doing our part to give back to the community and make the world a better place. Shop online at FindlaySubaruPrescott.com or call 928-771-6900. For well-qualified buyers, now through October 1st, lease Impreza Standard 2.0 i4D5MT model code JJA-01 for 36 months with $19.95 new at signing. Zero security deposit.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
For 2,000 years, we've defended life and cared for the poor. We built hospitals and orphanages and started the university system. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are the Catholic Church, the church founded by Jesus. If you've been away from the Catholic faith, come home to Sacred Heart Church. We've been saving souls in Prescott for 140 years. Visit us at sacredheartprescott.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Recce Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Recce Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.